Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Aswaye Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Now I've got a confession. When I was young, I wanted attention. I promise myself that I'd do anything. Anything at all for them to notice me.
Yeah.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Live this morning, and it's very important that we get this on out on this broadcast. As you guys, if you're just joining us, you might have missed it. It was a replay of an interview that we did with Nurse Leslie, who is the ED in the hair and beauty business. We call that the educational director. We're going to be fancy. She's the ED of Barbicide. Barbicide is that blue liquid for you barbers and folks who go into these hair shops that they use as a disinfectant. You guys have seen Barbicide. So what did you think, Mary Reed Johnson? Did you have a chance to hear the wonderful piece with Nurse Leslie?
Of course. Well, Nurse Leslie was filled with good practical solutions to how we can move forward with our practices, and anything involving safety is okay with me.
Absolutely. Now, Mary, I want to just remind the folks, and we're going to get into a lot more memories of 2021, but let's take a look at who Mary Reed Johnson is of Hairhead Heart. And I want to, I'm so overjoyed because, Mary, we go way back. And you were kind enough to extend your platform to me, Carrie Hines, for one of my rare interviews that I do on other platforms. So I just wanted to kind of, you know, a lot of our eagle-eared listeners may recall this. But do you remember when we first got together and you did that great interview, Mary? Do you remember that?
I think they're all great because you are a wealth of information. So I don't know where we started. It's been a while.
It's been a long while. This is so true. I just want to say, and I'll tell you this, Mary, you've been with us on many, many occasions. And each year, you know this, but our listeners out there, we do a look back at the year. And so if you're just joining us, you might have missed our first hour. In the first hour, we kind of look back at the beginning of the pandemic. You might not need us to look back at that. It's still kind of with us to a big degree. But I have to say this. In this hour, I want to take a look at some of the folks that we lost in 2021, names that some of you might have forgotten and others that will stay with us forever. Their mark on this planet and most in our community will always remain at the very core of our culture and pop culture in particular. So I just want to say this, Mary. There were some folks that, you know, every day you turn on the news, you're hearing some of these names. And I was blown away. You know, at some of these names. And even in recent times, as we put together this broadcast, there's some names that have just popped up that are just, you know, it's going to take a lot. So for you guys out there who are tuned in, we have folks listening to this very broadcast. We're going to give you an opportunity to join us on the air and let us know how you made it through the pandemic. Very simple. We want to hear from you on things that you did to get through this very difficult time, because it can help folks out there. So while you're putting together your thoughts, our wonderful fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, I'm turning back to Mary. Mary, let's go through some of the names of 2021 who perished. Well, what about you?
It is a giant list of ancestors.
Yes. Absolutely, of ancestors. I love how you put that. Now, who are some of the folks that really jump out at you
that you kind of remember where you were when you heard the news that they were no longer with us. So who are some of the biggest names that you heard in 2021? And then we'll take a look back at each month.
Sure. One of my biggest was Cicely Tyson. She had just written her book. She was on tour. I had seen an interview. She was looking lovely as usual. Actually, she looks very much like my mother, who also passed in this time. But,
Very sorry about that. Wow.
You know, an icon lost. But, again, we can pay homage and we can remember them and remember to do the good things that they would hope that we would do. So be your best self. But she was a big one for me.
The rest of the culture too. Yeah, she was huge for. I think the world literally kind of fell a little bit off its axis at that time. And you say Bill Withers, another one. We opened up the show with his hit "Lovely Day."
Mm-hmm.
Who could not? If you were of a certain generation, you know who Bill Withers is. And even if you're from some of the younger folks out there, you've been influenced by his music without probably even realizing it. He's just an amazing artist out there. Some of the other folks that we lost, Kay Williams, the actor from the Wire TV show, baseball
mm-hmm.
great Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron.
Yes, huge loss. Of course, DMX, rap artist, aficionado. We lost quite a few rap artists this year. So one of the others was, of course, Biz Markie, who had the big hit.
You got what I need.
Thank you so much, Mary Reed Johnson. Well, I've got that song cued. So we'll get that song on for everybody and take a little bit of a music break with that in tribute to Biz Markie and all these folks. Now, I have to tell you, quite a bit happened in the year of 2021. Of course, we started the show with a lot that was happening politically, of course, and we have to pay tribute to all of that, and particularly when the previous administration, their time was over, and here comes Joe Biden. And of course, you guys know from the end of last year, from the end of 2020, we'll say, where he brought along the amazing vice president making history with choosing the first African American person of color, first African American to be in such a high position in the administration.
First female.
She made a whole bunch of firsts.
Yes,
she made a whole bunch
true.
Of firsts. You can check a lot of boxes with Kamala Harris. So we're so honored and so proud, and she's been doing a great job and so much. And we talked a lot, so you guys want to definitely listen back to the first part as well. We talked a lot about the vaccinations and the pandemic and the stimulus checks and the insurrection. I was about to say the resurrection, but the insurrection and all of that, and some of the hair salon talk. And so right now we're kind of doing a look back at some of the folks who kind of, we won't have going into the new year.
May I throw in one that even though he is not African-American, black, any part of that diaspora, and even though he was wrapped up in some things that we would probably consider not positive, Phil Spector had a huge impact on our music community, and he passed this year.
I thought he was still alive. Wow. No, I'm sure you're right. But I'll tell you something. Phil Spector, for you guys out there, a huge producer, who influenced music, especially in the early days. He worked with all of the rock and roll legends and a lot of black artists who were on their way, at the beginning stage of their careers, including Tina Turner. One of my favorites, of course, the Ronettes, and all of those folks, in addition to so many. And you guys know he's been, he was, you know, at the end of this time, he was in prison for a whole bunch of things. I think it, the biggest thing, I think it was that, you know, with the, you know, I think it, for murder of one of the background singers,
yes,
or something or another, you
he,
can even Google. It's just,
yeah,
unbelievable.
He actually had a long history, and we might want to talk about mental illness later, but I don't know what the cause was, except that he had a long history of pulling guns on people. And, you know, he'd have parties, and, you know, he just thought that was funny and good and whatever. But long story short, actually did commit a murder, and he was eventually sentenced for it and served time. But he was still, you know, if you want to look at musical genius in there, or how he opened up some markets in there, it was part of what he did too. So
you have to look at
the whole person.
Right, you're absolutely right. Now, here are some of the names from January, in case you forgot. Folks like Larry King, a talk show giant, he passed earlier this year as well. In January, we're talking about Hal Holbrook, the actor. He died. Cloris Leachman died back on the January 27th. You know, a lot of these folks, just an amazing group. Of course, we lost Cicely Tyson on the 28th of January, as you mentioned. You know, so many folks that it's hard to even imagine. Now, a little bit later, as the pandemic was kind of underway and this huge, you know, with so much illness taking place, and some of these folks, let's just also say this and put this on out there, not everyone died of COVID. So let's just say that there were quite a few folks who did, you know, so we lost 750,000 folks who have succumbed to this awful, dreadful disease. Folks who also that we lost, you guys remember heavyweight boxer Leon Spinks, actor Christopher Plummer,
George Stokes,
he passed. Yes, a lot of these folks, Chick Corea, I think the jazz keyboardist. Remember the porn publisher, Larry Flint, passed away. So these are some of the folks. It's just been a long list, literally. The personality, Rush Limbaugh, died back in February. So many folks passed on in this year that it's hard to. Marvin Hagler, another boxer, died.
Wow.
Actor Yaphet Kotto, remember him?
Yeah.
He passed away. And so it's just, you don't even believe these. George Segal, actress Jessica Walter, who, for you younger folks, Jessica, I love Jessica Walter. She was known as a great comedic actress in later years. But I think she was in that movie with Clint Eastwood, which really, for the, I'll say for a different generation, for folks who were out there before Basic Instinct, it was the Basic Instinct of that day. In fact, Basic Instinct was copied after that movie, if you ask me, but that was played Misty for me. Jessica Walter turned in a stellar performance, and she will always be remembered. What a great actress she was.
The good news, Carrie, there are many, many still among, you know, with us. And
yes.
So that.
Well, this
is
true.
It is
now
exciting.
Absolutely, and there's so many folks. I mean, it's almost unbelievable. In May, Olympia Dukakis, Oscar-winning actress Olympia Dukakis, passed away. Yeah, Bobby Unser, I think he was the racing driver. Singer Lloyd Price, remember him? Lloyd Price passed away. So these, you're talking about major names in the world out there, who can believe that these folks are not with us right now? It's hard to believe.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just still kind of, just reeling. General Powell, Colin Powell, passed away. So many folks we lost in this year. Actor Ned Beatty, I think we pronounced his name. Yeah, we used to love him. He was all over the place. And so many. Donald Rumsfeld, the political man, the general, well, he was a government official. He passed away. Just so many folks. You can't even begin to name. And, you know, it's just been a big list.
Mr. Lewis.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, what we're going to do, in honor of all these folks, I think it would be quite fitting for us to take a music break. And this hit home for a lot of us. It really did. It hit home for a lot of us. And I know there's some folks standing by who might want to chime in, and we'll see if we can get them on. But when I heard this from DMX, from Biz Markie, that he had passed, I know he had been, you know, fighting illness and this and that over the times, recent times, as so many folks have. But, you know, just hearing it was quite devastating. But his song was so uplifting, and that it has turned into a celebration of life. Yes, and his singing, we know so many folks who sang like Biz Markie, and it just, the song just meant so very much to us. It really did. Mm-hmm. And he meant a whole lot to us, along with all of these folks. So we wanted them to be more than just a footnote. We really did. So that's why this was so important. I'm going to see if I can find this amazing song. So what do you say when you hear about Biz Markie and all these folks, Mary?
Well, it's important for everyone to remember they have the potential to become a legacy. So, you know, be your best self and do whatever it is, you know, follow your passions. And, you know, we're not guaranteed the next moment, let's not tomorrow or anything. So yeah, I want everybody to absolutely embrace life because it is for the living and make your mark.
All right. On that note, here is the song that really established Biz Markie, rap artist Biz Markie. And it's such a fun song that even if you're not into rap music, this song is so infectious, and it has such a, I think it's just a lovely melody. Please take a listen. And it's Just a Friend by Biz Markie. We'll be back. I'm Kerry Hines. I'll be back with Mary Reed Johnson and all of you. So stay with us.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping form with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to sing. You got what I need, but you say he's just a friend, and you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he's just a friend, but you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he's just a friend, but you say he's just a friend.
So I took blah blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime, cause I have friends and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about our girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet, I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up and then I called her in. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend.
From the South Jersey area, and you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Introducing our brand new 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network. Listen at hairradio.com. It's hair and beauty talk all around the clock. Great guests, great topics, and much more.
And we're back live. You're listening to a very, very special broadcast today. It is the Hair Radio Morning Show 2021 Look Back. It's a look back at an amazing year for so many different reasons. And my very special co-host helping us to take a look back is the one and only Mary Reed Johnson of Hair Head Heart. Mary, again, good morning, and thank you so much
good
for being
morning.
With us. Yes,
absolutely.
We are doing...
Good morning.
Absolutely. I'm loving it. When you hear, you know, some of the artistry by these folks, as we just played Just a Friend by the one and only Biz Markie that we lost in 2021, one of many folks, as we just kind of pointed out. And as we move into our next hour, I want to kind of take a look at not just some of the things that happened to us during the year of 2021, that were set in place back in 2020, and some folks say 2019 even. But I want to also look ahead, Mary Reed Johnson. We had some of the biggest news stories in this past year, but also, you know, it brings a promise for 2022. So I want to get your take on all of that. But in our next hour also, we are going to reveal the biggest news story of the entire year. And we've got the inside scoop right here on our broadcast, so you don't want to miss it. So I am very, very pleased. And I've got to say, Mary, this is something that's important for folks, because a lot of this you might have forgotten actually happened. So it's kind of nice to do a am I right? What do you have to say, Mary Reed Johnson?
Oh, absolutely. And it's wonderful that these different talents who are not with us now, or who are, that they have recognized their gifts and shared them with the world. And so it's good for us to see, you know, all the great things that have been done and then embrace our futures.
Absolutely. Now, what about some of the pop culture words and things that came out of this past year or so that we didn't know that they would even exist? You know, I remember, first of all, we started the year, Bill Cosby was in jail.
Wow,
we had no idea that the legendary Bill Cosby, there was a whole bunch of talk about Bill Cosby circling, you know, a whole bunch of talk with as kind of an effect of the Me Too movement and all of that. But we did not, I think it was a surprise when Bill got out of jail. For me, I can certainly speak for myself. I'm raising my hand, folks. I was shocked. I didn't expect that. It just seemed like it came out of the blue. What do you think,
right,
Mary?
I think that character assassination is not a new thing for our community when you think about the Panthers and what they were established to do, and then how, you know, things were spun to make them look a different way. You know, he's already been tried. He's already served his time. But I look at the good that he did, and it is phenomenal. So I think there was some character assassination there, and I don't always agree with, you know, whatever the politics are, and I'm okay with that. Call Carrie.
I'm raising my hand, my other hand, in agreement with you. I think you articulated it beautifully, and I'm a part of that whole, you know, where we have the ambivalence. You know, a lot of that is political. It's the nature of the time. Right now, that was a different world. It was a different culture in those early days. And I'll tell you something. I'm from Philadelphia, and I can certainly speak to this. I grew up literally just a few blocks from Temple University, which was very well known, and being connected with the wonderful benefits, along with so many HBCUs, a whole benefit from the largesse of Bill Cosby. So interesting. And some of the other news stories that happened in the year, of course.
Can I back up just a second? Our historically black colleges get extra kudos because in that big money grab that they had for during the CARES Act, do you know that they actually paid for some of their students?
I love that. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
That's okay. They actually paid for some of their students, or they housed them. They took care of their students instead of charging them and, you know, ruining their, you know, academic careers and stuff like that. So more than any other group in education, historically black colleges were there for their students, and I think they don't get enough attention for that.
No, absolutely not. And we're always talking about the HBCUs here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and folks like Bill Cosby who've made such huge contributions. A lot of folks would not be in school had it not been for his largesse. So let's just say that, and then let's
absolutely
move along, because remember, there are a lots of ways, as you so eloquently put it, where things are being, you know, spun a certain way. We don't always, we are a little bit sharper minded than that. We don't just, you know, take whatever's tossed out at us as the gospel, as we say. Now, what I do want to say in this hour, first of all, if you're just joining us, we're in our third hour on this particular portion of the show, and this is a very special edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's our 2021 year in review. Now, just so that you know, what I love about what we're doing is that you can Google this on, you know, on your computer or cell phone, because I love that our year in review for 2020 was also fabulous. And it's so great when you play them both back to back. You'll play the 2020 and you'll play this edition and hear the contrast on what we thought 2021 would be like and what actually happened. So Hair Radio Morning Show, we're doing something very special because, you know, we get a chance to chronicle our lives. We literally get a chance to chronicle our lives through our radio broadcast. And just doing so many radio shows, as you guys know, we're doing hundreds and hundreds of shows. We've done literally hundreds and hundreds of not just my career in broadcasting, but of this version of the Hair Radio Morning Show, where we've had some of the biggest names.
Tell them how many years, Carrie.
About 20, the Hair Radio Show itself is over 25 years in broadcasting. And again, just for you folks who may not be aware, we started out in AM and FM broadcasting on regular, what they call terrestrial radio, which is what you used to turn a dial on in the old days, to moving to the internet. We had the very first 24-hour radio network on Hair and Beauty back in the early 2000s. I relaunched it in recent times, but we were the very first to do that. And so I'm so excited. And because of my experience with this, and then we turned the radio show, which used to air mornings and nights and all times of the day, into the morning show. So that became a 3-hour daily morning show. And in doing so, I have become the most prolific hair radio broadcast information or recorded material in the world. The number one tops, bar none. So I'm real excited about that. And I was the first to have a regular broadcast on Hair and Beauty on radio in the world and the longest running. So all those things we deserve credit for. But I look past that and say you deserve the credit, being our fans and listeners and our advertisers and folks who continue to support us through all that we're doing. So I just want to say thank you. You have helped to be part of history. This show is an institution all by itself in the hair and beauty industry. So just taking a moment during our 2021 year in review to make that acknowledgement. And so it's a great thing this morning to talk about. Mary, thank you.
We
thank
appreciate you,
you
so much. Yes, thank you for giving and giving and giving some more. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that means a lot. And so speaking of which, and this year I've had folks who this was their very first time coming to our radio show. Even though I've worked with a lot of these folks, in real life, you know, off air, they've been at my hair events. Back in 2019, I had the great pleasure of working with Bernard Bronner. He attended my Hair Nation Expo that was held live and in person down in Atlantic City, New Jersey, at the famed Showboat Hotel. Not just Bernard was there, but also I had a few legends. I had Bernard there. Bernard Bronner of the famous Bronner Brothers Family Events out of Atlanta, in case you guys don't know who Bernard Bronner is. He's also the CEO of Upscale Magazine. You guys know Upscale Magazine. It's been around for 30 years. So Bernard worked with me back in 2019. He attended my show. Just a wonderful, wonderful fella. And then also, we also had John Glassingame, who started, a big person who's helped to start, I should say, Hype Hair Magazine. So he was there. And also at my event in 2019 at the Hair Nation Expo, we also had the amazing Alilia Buntles. And you guys need to know who she is. She's the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker. And Madam C.J. Walker was just an extraordinary lady, as you guys know. She's known as the first self-made female millionaire in this country, black, white, or otherwise. But what's really amazing about all of that is that Alelia Bundles, who Alelia was named after Madam C.J. Walker's own daughter, Alelia, if you guys will remember, and we just love her so very much. And Alelia Bundles did the movie that aired on Netflix, and it's still out there on Netflix, called Self-Made. We covered this. Mary Reed Johnson, are you listening? We covered this on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we had a big panel. We talked about it. It was so exciting. It was so exciting. So, and a lot of folks, this was their first time getting a chance to really listen to, you know, what this was their take on what was going on. Now, when Alelia was on our show, Alelia Bundles, the great-great-granddaughter of Madam Walker, she was on my show. Of course, she was at my hair event, but she was also on my show on the Hair Radio Morning Broadcast. And when she was, she shared with us about the upcoming Netflix show. So I had a chance to talk to hair industry royalty. And in fact, how about if I get on a little bit of Alelia's interview right now, in case some of you need to be reminded of our great legacy and place in this business. And then it's on to the biggest news story in one, I think the biggest news story in hair and beauty, one of the biggest news stories in the world in 2021. We're going to tell you all about it in just a bit. But first, this was a piece that we did with Alelia Bundles, who is the lady behind the Netflix movie Self-Made, about her great, her famous great-great-great-grandmother, Madam C.J. Walker. So just, boy, oh boy, a lot of stuff going on. So here, we'll play a little bit of this, and we'll chime back on in with more with Carrie Hines and Mary Reed Johnson, and so much more of this special edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show, a look back at 2021. Here's Alelia Bundles. Now, this is a little bit of an older interview, but I wanted you guys to hear it because it relates to her Netflix show, which is still playing, about Madam Walker. Take a close listen, and we'll be right back with you. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest with us today. Her name is Alelia Bundles, and we'll have her tell you the rest. Good morning, Alelia. Good morning to you, and welcome
to the
show.
Good morning, Carrie.
Yes, it's great to have you with us here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, I just want to jump right on in. You are, now hold on, let's let you tell us about the amazing lineage that you have in the hair and beauty industry. Go right ahead, you take it away, Alelia.
Well, I grew up with two parents who worked in the hair care industry. My great-great-grandmother is Madam C.J. Walker. My mother was vice president of the Walker Company when I was growing up, and my dad was president of Summit Laboratories. So we spent our vacations going to hair shows.
Wow. Well, you know what? Let's start off there. Tell us a little bit more about, now, I've certainly, we're a little bit more familiar, obviously, with your great-great-grandmother and even your mother's work, I mean, your grandmother's work and so forth. But tell us a little bit more about your grandfather, was it, that you were just mentioning?
My father was president of Summit Laboratories, and my mom was vice president of the Walker Company.
Oh, okay. Now, tell us about the Summit Laboratories. So what did he do?
Summit Labs, so in the late 1950s, when companies like Johnson and Saucheen and Summit were developing the chemical hair straighteners, and, you know, people were going from the hot comb to chemical straighteners, then my dad was president of one of those companies. So when I was growing up, actually, the Summit Labs was the bigger deal, was the more successful company financially, but the Walker Company, that was founded by my great-great-grandmother, Madam C.J. Walker, in 1906, certainly continues to have the legacy as a founder of the black hair care industry.
I see, and that's what I wanted to kind of jump on in. I just wanted to mention a little bit for us that it might have been lesser known. Amazing.
Now, you know, we have to let us kind of elaborate a little bit on that. When someone mentions to you, and I know you've done a million of these interviews, and of course, everybody wants to ask you, you know, what is it like being related to the person that we consider who started the entire black hair care industry? So I have to ask you the same question, Lilia.
You know, and it's perfectly fine. So I will tell you, you know, as a kid, I wasn't paying a lot of attention to it. And my mother, who was the fourth generation of women in her family to be an executive with the Walker Company, was really wise about not making it a big deal, because you don't really want to overwhelm kids with something like that. And so she kind of let me discover it on my own. I would ride with her to the Walker Building in Indianapolis, which was this beautiful block-long flat iron building where the company was based, the factory, the ballroom, a theater, you know, a drugstore, a beauty shop. So I would get out of the car with her, ride up the elevator to her office where in the late 1950s she had an adding machine and a typewriter before computers and calculators.
Oh, yeah.
So I experienced that, the Walker Company, in that way, going back with my mother to the factory and talking to the ladies who were still, you know, working there and putting the products into the jars by hand. So I had that kind of memory. And then my real love was writing. And both of my parents encouraged me to follow my dreams, so that when I got to graduate school at Columbia in journalism, my advisor was a sister named Phyllis Garland, the only black woman on the faculty at the journalism school. And Phil recognized my name, Alelia, which is Madam Walker's daughter's name. And she said, "Your name is Alelia. Do you have any connection to Madam Walker and Alelia Walker?" And I think she probably knew the answer, but I wasn't walking around talking about it all the time. And Phil, after listening to some of my lame topics for my master's paper, said, "You know, you are going to write about Madam Walker." And that was in 1975, and really Phil validated it for me at a time when nobody else was really saying you need to write a book about this amazing woman.
Wow. Well, I have to say also, the fact that you have that you are a part of this amazing lineage that we feel has really shaped everything that we know about here in BDISA. What do folks, I mean, when they come up to you, is it something that they're really nervous and, like you were saying, you know, maybe apprehensive about? And what does that mean to you?
You know, I think the thing that's really the most special thing for me is that I get a chance to tell this story. And, you know, and again, as a young person, I was kind of self-conscious about it. I was really, you know, much more interested in Alelia Walker and her Harlem Renaissance life. But what I, you know, as I became more mature and as I really began to understand who Madam Walker was, I realized that her story inspires other people. And it is about hair, and it is about her being a pioneer of what's now a multi-billion-dollar industry. But it's also about her challenges and her overcoming obstacles and being an entrepreneur, being a single mother, and having early struggles in her life. And then being able to employ thousands of other women, helping them become economically independent, and taking it even to another level by becoming a philanthropist and a patron of the arts. So she used her wealth and her influence to make a difference in her community. That began to become as important to me as the hair care part.
Wow. Amazing. And we're going to get into that, because there is still, you guys are a part of providing still hair care products that carry Madam C.J. Walker's name.
Yes.
Yes, tell us a little bit about that. We'd love to hear more.
So the Madam C.J. Walker Company was founded in 1906 and really was one of the premier black-owned hair care companies into the 1950s. But it was, you know, the market was disrupted by companies like Summit and Softsheen and Johnson Products, who were doing a different way, creating new products for black women. And so the Walker Company began to, you know, sales began to drop off in the late 50s, but the company never went out of business. And about six years ago, Richelieu Dennis, the CEO of Sundial Brands, bought the trademark and has, as we know, reformulated Madam C.J. Walker Beauty Culture. So there now are 24 products, all new formulas that are available at Sephora. And I think, you know, sometimes I do still get emails and phone calls from people who say, now, can I buy that original Madam Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower? You know, my grandmama used to use that, and that was... And I just try to be really gentle with folks and say, you know, 106 years ago, this was revolutionary, which was essentially petrolatum like Vaseline and sulfur that healed dandruff and scalp infections. We needed that then in 1906. We have learned, we've had 100 years of research and development, and we have taken advantage of that with these new products and these new formulas.
Absolutely. And to have done something that has such an impact, I mean, to be at Sephora, and here in New York, that's like huge to us here. So outstanding. And I love the work that they're doing. So we're going to shout out those folks, you know, with the new voices and all that they're doing. So good work. Now, hey, I have to ask you, and folks out there, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. This morning we're chatting literally with, I call hair royalty, Ms. Alelia Bundles. And I just have to say also, now, you've got some exciting new projects to get into and to talk about a little bit. I think, yes, we're going to talk about this amazing TV series that everybody's talking about. It literally is all over the news everywhere. But before we get to that, Alelia, I do want to talk about, you've written several books. Mm-hmm. And I know you're working on your biography, which I'm really excited to talk to you about. But yes, tell us a little bit about some of the books that you've written, if you don't mind. And also, do you prefer to kind of write more? Like, you do so many different wonderful things.
So I have written four books about Madam Walker, and I wrote my first one, a young adult book, in 1991. And believe it or not, that was the first book that had ever been written about Madam Walker. Then I did a major biography called On Her Own Ground, The Life and Times of Madam C.J. Walker. And that is the book that is in development as an 8-part Netflix series starring Octavia Spencer and executive produced by Octavia Spencer and LeBron James. I've written another book for young readers and then a book that has 200 photographs called Madam Walker Theater Center. The book that I'm almost finished with now is a biography of Madam Walker's daughter, Alelia Walker, called The Joy Goddess of Harlem, and that will come out next year. But, you know, the books are something, telling this story and really being able to document it was important to me because there's so many myths and so much misinformation really about any African-American or female historical figure that somebody has to write kind of the first marker of getting the facts right, and that's what I've really tried to do in writing the books about her.
Well, we have to toss in the mix. There is the first thing that everyone has said when you hear Madam C.J. Walker's name is the straightening comb and the black female millionaire. Those are the two things that we attribute to Madam C.J. Walker. But it's wonderful to have you to fill in, you know, and also kind of, you know, set the record straight, literally.
Yes, well, that is literally and untangle the myths. But I mean,
I tell you,
so the straightening comb is, it's like essential. People believe that, and it's like, but you know, my mama told me that, and my auntie told me that, and so that must be true. And I'm sorry to contradict your mama, but Madam Walker did not invent the hot comb.
And everybody believes that.
But really, you know, and I actually wrote part of there's a Wikipedia entry on the hot comb, and I, you know, anybody can write, and I did a ton of research to just make sure people understand hot combs were around when Madam Walker was still working in the cotton fields in Louisiana. Other people had invented them. They were for sale in the Bloomingdale's and Sears catalogs in the 1890s. So this was long before she started her business.
Wow.
So I just want people to understand that. And actually, you know, I will say that part of my ambivalence about her when I was a child of the 60s and, you know, going from my perm to my afro was, I don't know what, you know, what I think about that. And as I began to do research, I realized that often what happens with famous people is somebody has, you know, one thing that they think they know about that person, and sometimes that one thing is actually incorrect. And what I learned about her and her original products is that, like many women, she was going bald because she had bad dandruff and scalp infections because people didn't have indoor plumbing. They didn't wash their hair very often. They covered their hair up. They didn't wash it sometimes at all in the winter. And she was trying to figure out what to do to grow her hair, not to necessarily have straight hair. So that was really a revelation for me to really discover that. So no, Madam Walker did not invent the hot comb. What she did was to create a line of products that shampoo and ointment with sulfur that healed dandruff and scalp disease and really began scalp massages and then just a whole system of pampering women. That was really what she was about. And I think that it was, I think what she discovered, because she'd had such a hard life, is that women's souls and spirits needed healing as much as their scalps. So she was kind of charismatic and, you know, sort of had a ministry almost of empowering women.
I love it. It sounds to me as like it's not just what's on your head, but what's in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it. Now, I do have to ask you, the TV series, we absolutely have to talk about this. We are excited. You touched on it a moment or two ago. This amazing opportunity to bring this story to life about Madam C.J. Walker, your great-great-grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and you mentioned that it's starring Oscar winner Octavia Spencer.
Yes.
And she's also co-executive producing. So it doesn't get much better than that.
Exactly.
Now, along with LeBron James. How did something like that come about that you can share with us today?
Morning coffee, vanilla latte served to go. Drink it slow.
We're back live. You're listening to a very special broadcast today. Of the Hair Radio Morning Show, Coffee 2021 Year in Review. It is my honor. I'm Carrie Hines to be with you on this very, very special broadcast. Now, my co-host for this morning's show is the one and only Hair Head Heart host. You guys know her. She is a radio personality in her own right. Mary Reed Johnson, again, good morning. Good morning to you.
Absolutely. Good morning. Happy to be here.
Yes. Now, what when you hear the amazing Alilia Bundles, the great-great-granddaughter of hair industry legend and superstar, Madam C.J. Walker, what do you say? What do you do? And we had her on our broadcast.
We have to embrace legacy. That is an amazing thing. And to give homage to the people who did what they needed to do at the time they needed to do it. And I know that you can't have Madam C.J. Walker's story without also mentioning Annie Malone. And, her legacy is just as vital and important and wonderful, and I encourage people to find out more.
Well, Annie Malone, yes, and Annie Malone was the, for those who are just hearing Annie Malone's name for the first time, may not be as familiar, and that may be for different reasons. I think even a little bit longer in the piece that we had with Madam Walker's great-great-granddaughter, Alilia Bundles, she addresses Annie Malone. She addresses a lot of the whole misunderstanding that seemed to be between the two ladies. But Annie Malone, who was just a huge, huge, towering figure in the way of hair and beauty, she was the very first true self-made millionaire that is, we can prove. However, the reason that, and this is what Alilia also says, the reason that it seems that Madam C.J. Walker's legacy endures is because at the time when Madam Walker died, they can show the receipts stating back then that she was a millionaire. So for Madam, for Alilia Bundle, I'm sorry, Alilia Bundle, for Annie Malone. Yeah, Annie Malone died. She lived a while past Madam Walker. Remember, Madam Walker died in 1919, and Annie Malone died in the 1950s. And the difference was also that you had Annie Malone suffered a great deal dealing with tax issues and husbands that, you know, kind of ripped her off, so to speak. But it was not a surprise.
And even the government.
Well, the taxes, yeah, that's what I mean. The taxes, mm-hmm. She had a huge thing, and she didn't quite recover from that. So that was why she did not have money like that when she died. Now, it was on record in some places that she was very wealthy. It was also on record that she paid more taxes in the state at the time when she was alive, more than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
She had buildings, of course.
$40,000 in 1926 or something, yeah.
She had buildings, and what remains of her legacy, she has two big parts that remains of her legacy. Madam Walker has something that remains of her legacy, too. So I want to speak to, you know, we can talk about all these amazing folks. In addition, there were others. They weren't just those two ladies. We had Sarah Spencer Washington out of Atlantic City area, who I've paid tribute to at even my hair show in Atlantic City. We had her great grandnephew on our show as well. So we talked to everybody. And
Exactly.
Yeah, we really have. We've talked to everybody.
All of them are important, and everybody did their part. And so that's what I'm trying to get across.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and effectively done. Annie Malone, all of them, they deserve. Now, in the Netflix series, for you who are not in the hair and beauty industry, the movie, the Netflix movie, is loosely based on Alilia's book. It is 100% Alilia's, you know, she signed off on it, so it's her thing. But, you know, they kind of were a little bit loose with some of the facts. The person who seemed to be the Annie Malone character, that's not really based in reality. Right now, the biggest news story that we can really talk about, where we were all in so just glued to the TV and to the internet to find out the latest details, and Mary Reed Johnson, I'm going to let you take it away, just that you've been so kind to share the mic with me tonight. What was the biggest
story that you can imagine? Yes, I think the clue for me was you said glued. Are you talking about the young woman who did okay.
You got it. You got that clue, the clue. Correct. And we're talking about Tessica Brown, and the biggest news story, of course, was the Gorilla Glue Girl. That was her moniker that was given pretty much by the internet, and because she purposely placed the glue in her hair just so that it would remain in place with the full intention of, you know, taking it out or removing it.
It did work.
Well, she did accomplish that. This is true. But, you know, when I had the miracle doctor, Dr. Obeng, who truly rescued her, you know, remedied this situation. Well, you know what? Why don't we let you take a listen? This was the biggest news story, and it's a great way to kind of bring our amazing look back at the year 2021. To a close. And then when we come back after this wonderful replay of Dr. Obeng talking about the Gorilla Glue incident, which we're going right to the horse's mouth, literally, then Mary, we're going to talk about what we hope
to do in 2022. So that's on the note we'll leave you with today. Right now, I want to get on this amazing piece that when I remember you couldn't turn on the TV or go to the internet without seeing a story about Tessica Brown, who was the young lady that we're talking about. And her doctor that she went to out in Beverly Hills, California. We're talking about the Beverly Hills doctor that we had an opportunity to talk with, Dr. Michael Obeng. So listen, take a listen to this, and we're going to talk on the other side. Mary Reed Johnson of Hair, Head, Heart, and stay with us. We've got a little bit more to go. Stay with us this morning. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest with us today. Now, he's a part of this pretty much the biggest story in America. It is my honor to bring to the Hair Radio Morning Show the one and only, we're going to say, Dr. Obeng, Dr. Michael Obeng. Thank you so much, and welcome to the broadcast. I was getting ready to work in Miracle Doctor. That was my day there. So good morning to you, and we're just so honored to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Kerry. It's an honor and a privilege to be on the show this morning.
And to share
my experience with the audience.
Wonderful. Well, I have to jump right on in. And we're talking about the amazing work that you have done with Miss Tessica Brown. Now, it has been reported everywhere and across the internet. We're talking about huge in terms of the notoriety that's been, you know, reached about the, you know, about the story. In terms of Tessica, somehow with the gorilla glue that you know, she placed in her hair, and everybody knows the story. Well, what we don't know and what you might be able to tell us is, like, you know, what prompted her beyond what we've seen in the reported, you know, gossip and this and that. What can you tell us that might shed some light on how this, because you would have had to I imagine, delve into that a little bit so you know how best to treat it. So what can you share with us today, Dr. Obeng?
Thank you very much, Kerry.
You're welcome.
Kristen. What happened with Tessica was very unfortunate. You know, it's one of those honest mistakes, you know, that somebody ran into something they thought they can use an alternative on a temporary basis. And it would turn into a month ordeal and a worldwide fanfare. And, of course, you know, these accidents happen all the time. And it's not just with hair or hairspray. You know, it happens all the time when people are, you know, washing their mouth with the wrong mouthwash and so on and so forth. And I think the world should give Tessica a break. You know, women go through a lot with their hair, especially black women. And, you know, to get a bottle of a gorilla spray, blue spray to spray to her head thinking that she can wash it off, you know, in a few hours, that has turned into a national story or a worldwide fanfare. It's something of it's a cautionary tale for all of us, and that's what I can say to that.
Well, I have to kind of add to that. I looked at everything when I started researching this, and I kind of looked at both the product that I believe she typically used and ran out of versus the product that she used. And honestly, there was, in my opinion, this is Carrie Hines, and there was like a similar kind of description from me, from my words. So to me, you know, I can understand how somebody might do something like that, especially in a sense of, you know, when you're desperate and want your hair to look a certain way. You know, these are the, you know, how a lot of folks have been kind of pushed to that limit in terms of that. That's the bigger, broader story now seems to be hitting out there. But I want to kind of take a moment to kind of turn to your the questions that folks have asked me to ask you about the process and so forth. So can you walk us through because you created this concoction, if you, I had the word concoction, but you created you know, you did some research and came up with, you know, what to use to kind of alleviate the situation, to remedy this, you know, the situation. So how can you tell us a little bit about that?
You know, so when the story first broke and we got wind of it, and my office asked me if I can help it, and of course I said I can. You know, of course I didn't know it was a national sensation or something that had taken the whole world by storm. You know, I just said in confidence and in gratuity that, you know, pretty much anything I can think of, I can do it through the Lord who strengthens me. But when I found out it was Gorilla Glue and it became a reality, after I said, yes, I can do it, and within 2-3 hours later, you know, I was getting confirmatory message that, okay, she's going to be here 2 days later, which was on Wednesday, last Wednesday.
Wow.
You know, I said, sure. So, of course, you know, I'm not in the field that uses Gorilla Glue all the time. I've heard of Gorilla Glue or Crazy Glue, but I don't know what was in it. Once I heard about it, I knew I was going to do it. You know, with any good, any good visionary or great visionary, you want to go look into and do research into what you're about to do. And if you are not used to it, you know, you have to delve into the problem much deeper. So, of course, I had to Google Gorilla Glue, and I had to Google the main ingredients, which happen to be polyurethane, which is a very, very, very strong adhesive that, you know, goes back, that was born into America, I think, in the early 1990s from the Southeast Asia, where it was being used for furniture manufacture. Then I decided, okay, what can then dissolve polyurethane? You know, what are some of the solvents available? And having a chemistry background, you know, helped. So I was able to find out the different things that can break it down. But now we are not talking about just breaking something down on the surface, but this is on a human skin or human scalp. And, of course, being a doctor also tells me that if you put caustic solutions or caustic substances on the body, on the scalp, it can potentially burn it. So now we have to find a fine balance between something that was gentle to the skin or the scalp and something that was effective enough to dissolve this powerful glue. And after the research that I did in the last 2 days, on Monday night, Tuesday night, and also making a call to Gorilla Glue and my old chemistry professor just to pick his idea, his brain.
Wow.
And made me come up with something. Of course, Gorilla Glue never reached back to me. They texted me that they tried to reach me. But by the time they texted me, I think Wednesday morning, I had already figured it out. Done experiments on the mannequin, on a scar that I have, you know, one of those surgical scars that I used to use when I used to teach residents how to put plates and screws in people's faces, and that sat in front of me. That sits in my office. So, you know, we're fortunate enough to get hair donated by the Southern Temple here in Beverly Hills. Southern Temple. They gave me human hair. Veronica gave me human hair. We put the hair onto this call, and then, you know, we took Gorilla Glue. So my staff, Oscar Garcia, my assistant, went to Home Depot to buy me Gorilla Glue and buy me all the things that I needed, you know. And we were able to spray, and I still have it here in my office, and it's stuck to this call. You know, I spray around holding the hair. So what we first did was to glue the human hair donated by Southern Temple to this call. And then we glue hair extensions on top of the human hair. Then we let it sit for about 6 hours. And then the solution that I've tried on myself initially burned my, you know, it burned. We do what's called test spots. So it burned a little burn, which is fine. If you use a little Q-tip and it burns, that means it's going to break the scalp. So after we find the right solution that was hard, was gentle to my skin, I knew it was going to be gentle to scalp. And we used it on the mannequin on this call, the demo I had created, and the hair started to unravel. So, but you know, back then and then, I knew that we had a product that can dissolve human, you know, that can dissolve Gorilla Glue. And when Tessica arrived on Wednesday morning, I was very confident, without a doubt, that it was going to be successful. And by the grace of God, everything went well. And, you know, she's back in Louisiana doing well.
Absolutely. And we are so proud to hear of that. We really are. One of the questions that came in from one of my followers and fans of the show, they wanted to know if the treatment that you provided, like, you know, did it have any effect on her, the hair follicles, you know, on her hair follicles? Because, you know, it's so, you know, you have to be so careful, like you said. It's, you know, in terms of preventing, like, long-term damage or anything like that. Is there anything that you could tell us about, you know, because she seems to be really happy. I think I caught some videos where she was running her fingers through her hair and all of that. So did the glue go all the way down inside the follicles? Anything that you could tell us on that part?
So you know, initially, of course, things can penetrate to hair follicles whenever you put stuff on your scalp or your skin. So I can tell you that the glue initially would have gotten to the follicles. Of course, it would temporarily burn because of the fact that it's caustic in nature. It would temporarily burn. I mean, it will burn a little bit, but it might have some temporary effect on the hair follicles. But I think all in all, she's going to recover. And then the solution that we used was very gentle. Gentle enough that it's not going to hurt her follicles. It hasn't hurt my hair follicles, so hopefully you shouldn't hurt her hair follicles. Yeah,
well, now, what about... Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just going to ask you, what about subsequent follow-ups? Is this going to be something that you're going to have to work with her ongoing, or is she just going to be able to just resume, you know, her life as it was before this happened?
Yeah, she should be back to normal life, you know. But I told her to be very gentle with her hair and her scalp, you know, just to, in simplicity terms, just to treat her like a newborn baby. You know, you don't want to put harsh chemicals. Everything that she uses should be very gentle in nature. And I recommend using baby shampoo, baby conditioner, just things that has nothing that is harmful to, or that can also cause that can also compromise an already compromised, scalp.
Absolutely. Now, Dr. Obeng, I do want to take a moment because I understand that there is a charitable organization that you are associated with or helped establish that I just love, you know, what I read about this and helping the folks over in Ghana. And we have so many listeners who tune in from Ghana to the show. They're big fans. So... Yeah, so I'm not, and I know them, a lot of them by name, so that's not just me saying anything. So I'm so proud.
Thank you for getting my Ghanaian people involved, you know, and shout out to them, you know. It took a village to get me to America, and at the tender age of 20, when I left home to come to college here, you know, of course, you know, 28 years, almost 30 years later, the Lord has blessed me so much that, you know, we decided, you know, growing up in Ghana, I saw a lot of diseases and illnesses, you know, and deformities that were attributed to witchcraft, you know, people at the time. And some of the belief is still there, you know, in the remote areas, you know, people still think that children with deformities are cursed. And, you know, the little gods, you know, witches, you know, they are cursed and their families are cursed. That's why they come out like that. They don't understand that we have the same issues here in the Western world, in America, that kids are born with cleft lip, cleft palate, and these are normal kids. It's just that, you know, during the developmental process, things did not go according to plan. You know, there were not little mishaps, and that's why these kids have deformities. And these kids can be treated, and they can have normal life, you know. The field of plastic surgery became known to me at the tender age, I believe, around 13 to 15, when I witnessed firsthand the works of Operation Smile when they came to Ghana and did surgery on a neighbor. The beautiful young lady I grew up with, her brother, her face had been burned with sulfuric acid, which was very commonplace growing up in Ghana. You can go buy acid and they use it for your cars, you know, to add it to the battery. And this man put acid on the young lady's face because she didn't want to be in a relationship with him. And her face was burned and she became a recluse. She never really left her home. And, You know, I saw the firsthand what Operation Smile did. And, of course, you know, I didn't see Operation Smile during the surgery, but I asked my friend, wow, what happened to your sisters? Oh, there's a group of doctors from America came to Guyana, you know, came and did this surgery on her. And, you know, I saw the restoration of hope, you know, that this young lady has. So from that day, I wanted to be a plastic surgeon. So fast forward, in 1998, 99, one of my mentors, Dr. Miller, John Miller, when surgery, I was in training at the time. I think I was a third-year medical student. Dr. Miller was doing surgery. He's a plastic surgeon and a hand surgeon. And he looked at me and said, Michael, you are from Ghana, right? I said, yeah. I said, why don't we go to Ghana and do free surgery? Now, he's the one who put the seed in my head in 1998, 99. And, of course, I knew that, you know, the Lord has blessed me. And, you know, when the Lord, you know, to whom much is given, much is required.
That's
so
right.
Fast forward to 2006, when I was in Boston at Harvard doing my fellowship, that's when the name Restore came to my head. You know, Restore is the name of my nonprofit organization, and it stands for Restoring Emotional Stability through Outstanding Reconstructive Efforts. And since 2007, we've been to Africa, we've been to Central America, Southeast Asia. And we have done over 1,500 surgeries, all free of charge.
That is amazing.
And last year when COVID hit, we decided to start offering help in our own backyard. Of course, we still help people. I'm a big breast cancer advocate and breast reconstruction advocate. I happen to be the first one in Los Angeles area to host the first Breast Reconstruction Awareness Day that was launched by the American Society of Plastic Surgeons in 2012. Hosted an event to educate women about their rights to breast reconstruction. So charity has always been a forefront of mine, and I've always joked around that if I was a trust fund baby, I'd be going to developing countries doing free surgery, or even here in America, offering help to people who cannot navigate through the complex process of our healthcare.
That's
why Restore is so important and so dear to my heart.
Wow. Well, we are just blown away. And for folks who are just joining us, we're talking today on the Hair Radio Morning Show with the one and only Dr. Michael Obeng from out in Beverly Hills. Now, we understand that you work with the director of Miko Plastic Surgery out in Beverly Hills. How is all of that? And your work there, does that play a part in you taking on some of these extra efforts and helping, you know, folks who are in such need with plastic surgery?
So Miko Plastic Surgery is my practice here in Beverly Hills. We've been here for 10 years.
Wow.
And it has been the engine behind my charity. You know, the money that we make from here is supposed to charity. This charity has been supported, you know, largely in part by the efforts of, our practice here, the staff and friends, about 75% and 25% of donations from other sources, and so it means a lot to me. It means a lot to me that the Lord has blessed me enough to give me a practice that can fund, to help other people in need, free of charge. And, for those of you guys listening, we are here. We are here to serve the general public. You know, we offer, the true breadth of plastic surgery, of course, the entire staff and colleagues, so we do everything here. I like to do more faces and breast and body procedures, and then I have colleagues here who does other things. But, this practice has been the engine behind Restore. And for those of you listening, if you want to help and spread the love and restore more hope and function and put smiles on people's faces and change communities, you guys can go to restoreworldwide.org. Every donation is appreciated, and no amount of money is little. So we thank you guys, for tuning in to listen to me and to share my story with you guys. And you guys can also follow us at Dr. Michael K. Obeng. That's my full name. And also at Restore Worldwide. That's the Restore's social media handle. Thank you very much, Kerry.
It's been my pleasure. I have to say again, thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Obeng. This is that's been a big thing, and you've helped to clarify a whole lot and shine a light on all of this, and we're going to continue to support. All right, we're back live. Yes, that was the amazing Dr. Michael Obeng. You guys know the miracle doctor with this whole Tessica Brown situation, better known as the Gorilla Glue Girl, my special co-host for these few hours. We've had you on. This is our third hour of this amazing special, and my amazing co-star, Mary Reed Johnson. Thank you so much. You've just done an extraordinary job.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
Yes, the one, I think, were you surprised? That is the biggest story of 2021. The Gorilla Glue Girl, of course. And so we are... The funny thing, Mary Reed Johnson, is that we were right in the middle of a lot of the action. Now, some of the things that deserve an honorary mention, of course, we had the Black Lives Matter folks on with television attorney Lisa Bloom, who was on our show twice in 2021. So that deserves an honorable mention at this year in review. And also that we... You had Dr. Obeng on, and this was at a time in February when the Gorilla Glue story was all over the news and the internet. So we were very lucky to have him on. As you heard, he's a Beverly Hills surgeon and just doing so much out there. He truly is a miracle. So
I got to say,
yes, go right ahead, Mary. Jump on in.
If our dear lady had read the Gorilla Glue instructions, one of the things that makes Gorilla Glue work is you wet whatever the surface. And so once she shampooed her hair, I'm sure that's where it became a wrap.
Yeah, literally a wrap. Those puns can go on all night. Well, you know what? I'm glad that he was able to remedy her situation. We're going to revisit the Gorilla Glue story 1 year later. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to look for that coming up in 2022. We have so many wonderful things, and it's just my honor to have you guys on with us as we look back. Now, Mary, I want to give you the last word before we go over into our outro. What is this going to mean to you? And this, we've been looking back at 2021 in these last few hours.
What's happening, Clint Beasts? What? What's happening, Clint Beasts? What you got? That ain't enough. Nah, that ain't it. I got three. Nope. I got four. Nah. I got five. Nope. Two for nine. Nah. I got six. That ain't it. I got seven. That ain't it. I got eight. Nope. What's happening, Clint Beasts? What you got? That ain't enough. Nah, that ain't it. I got three. Nope. I got four. Nah. I got five. Nope. Two for nine. Nah. I got six. That ain't it. I got seven. That ain't it. I got eight. Nope. Please. Nope. Come right back. Come right back. Bring it right back. Bring it right back. Get it right back. Get it right back. Get it right back. Get it right back. I'ma get it back, I'ma get it back. I can spin that, I can spin that. Get it right back, get it right back. Get it right back, get it right back. Yeah.
If your money what makes the world go round, you're dealing with sad disease. If your money what makes the girls go down, I'm trying to keep up on the knees. I got a lot of work, I'm talking fire, but I'm trying to make it smoke a safe please. If I put you something, man, you owe me something, please don't forget my fees. You borrowed dope, pay what you owe and put interest on my cheese. I'm a real nigga from a third block, I was raised around real cheese. Got sticky cheese, that's the grind of green. Butter raw like a bird beef. Fresh pack when I hit the block. Smokers waiting on me 9 G's. Had a pill flow before the petty pot. That brought around a new dope wave. If I give him a sample, I bet he come back. That work in the pot and I bet it come back. I'm American scheming, chasing American dreams. Serving the addicts and fiends. It's money hunger like a sickness. I'm serving the perkies and lean.
I got three, nope. I got four, nah. I got five, nope. Two got seven, dang it. I got eight, no. Please, no. Come right back, bring it right back, get it right back, get it right back, get it right back, get it right back. I'ma get it back, I'ma get it back. I can spin that, I can spin that. Get it right back, get it right back, get it right back, get it right back. Yeah.
I've been playing in the trap.
Yeah.
You know I'm bringing right back.
Let's get it.
Niggas be throwing subliminals. That shit get you whacked. Had it running back to the basics. The pop blown, we scraping. Mask on, I'm chasing. Violation, I'm blatant. Two shots, me aching. Rockstar, I need wasting. That bad bitch had me chasing. She used to cook with the bacon.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to an all-new episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is great to have you with us. It's Thursday morning, December 2nd of 2021. And for you guys who are just joining us, you might have missed, there was a playback of episode number 2 on our look back of 2021. So you basically were listening to episodes 2 and 3 of that. It was about an hour and a half or so of looking back in 2021. So we wanted to kind of give you guys a little bit of an update. And then you just heard Statewide Chip. Statewide Chip. And I have to tell you about Statewide Chip. This is a young artist. He's a rap artist, if you will, who is really out there doing things. He's from the South Jersey area, outside of Philadelphia, and just trying to make a difference in the community, and very serious young man about his music. And I just love listening when you really take a moment, you know, peel back the fact that, you know, he's not making music per se for my generation. Let me just get that on out. But his music touches everybody. And so take a good listen. I'm going to see if I can get him back on the show soon. We honor these folks. We want them to continue on where we're leaving off. So in order to do that, we've got to pass them the mantle. And that's what we're doing here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, on this Thursday morning, coming up in about 10 minutes, it's the very first episode, and I'm so excited to tell you about this. This is not the same as our looking back at some of the big stories in 2021. That's wonderful, and we love that. But no, this is the very first episode that we have launched with, putting a focus on the our top 10 most fascinating guests that we've had in recent times on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'm really, really happy to see that there are folks who are standing by for this, of course. And we're happy to get this on. I think it's going to be great. Now, with that being said, every Thursday morning about this time, so about 8 o'clock or so on Thursday mornings, we'll get a brand new episode of the top 10, until we exhaust that list. So you'll be able to tune in every Thursday morning at 8 and hear the commentary on the countdown of this amazing list of people. Not only will we be, we'll tell you all about it in just a few minutes. Now, I do have a couple of announcements I want to kind of get to this morning, and we'll get on some music and all that wonderful good stuff and just kind of get things moving along on this Thursday. Tomorrow's broadcast, so we're talking about Friday morning on the 3rd of December, we are real happy. It's really pretty much a live show. We have special live guests, I should say, Let's see. Okay, there we go. We have special live guests who are going to be on the broadcast. So Jossie joins us again between 7 and 8 New York time. And at 8 o'clock, we have a brand new hairstylist. And I believe she's all the way out in California. She's from the West Coast. So she'll be joining us bright and early at about 8 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow. So I'm really excited. I'm not sure if she's going to be on the West Coast or the East Coast. We'll find all that out tomorrow morning at 8. You don't want to miss it. It's a great new thing that we're doing here on the show. And then next week we have some surprise folks. And you guys just heard Dr. Obeng on our interesting stories from last year, our top stories from 2021. Well, let me just say this with Dr. Obeng, the miracle doctor. As that was just airing again on our broadcast, I was thinking to myself, I said, wow. So you heard the big announcement. You're going to focus in 2022 on a big story that that you guys heard it just mentioned. I'm trying to work on this now where we are going to revisit with Dr. Obeng. So we're trying to get all this mapped out and the production for this to take place. So I will kind of keep you informed. But it's a year later, and there have been some incredible updates with the Miracle Doctor. And needless to say, the Gorilla Glue Girl. So we are going to have an exclusive update 1 year later. So you don't want to miss that. We'll keep you informed of that. And we're working behind the scenes on pulling that together. The other information I want to kind of get across to you this morning, it's business related. So I want to... I want to talk a little bit about this and kind of get you guys to understand what this means. Very, very, very big update in terms of support for hairradio.com, what we're all about. We'll put some information on our website at hairadio.com. But we are looking for folks who would like to have a business opportunity to invest in this company. So we're going to be providing some updates. You'll be able to go to hairadio.com and read all about it later on today. So we're real excited. It's a wonderful thing where you will be able to have a franchise of your own. You'll be a franchisee on a big part of what's happening at hairadio.com, and we'll tell you all about it. So in the coming days and weeks. So definitely, if you know folks, this is where you don't need a whole mint of money already to support and create your own business opportunities. And I think this is a very unique opportunity where no one will be able to take away from you, and I think you're going to love it. So we'll share more on that in just a bit. Now we're taking a music break. When we come back from the music break, what you've been waiting for, it's our 10 most fascinating guests on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we are really, really excited about it, and we look forward to rolling it out. So here we go. Let's take a music break with, Beyonce. Let's go on with Beyonce, and then we'll be back. Stay with us, folks. We've got a lot more to get to this morning.
One burning to flame. I'ma keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 black left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements by my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping to aqua. There's fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. For mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me, honestly guiding me. I can be more than I gotta be, stole from me, lied to me. Nation hypocrisy, gold on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high deserts, yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression, yeah. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it for every
freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live, and yes, you are listening to a very special broadcast today. I am so excited. I'm Carrie Hines. It's great to have you with us. I am so super, super hyped to welcome to the broadcast, my special co-host. For these amazing broadcasts. The one and only, yes, Mary Reed Johnson. You guys know her from Hair Head Heart. Mary, hello and welcome to the broadcast.
Hello, Carrie. It's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, you got it. Now, this is something that we're doing today that really, it's turning into an annual review of sorts, but it's really, really exciting, and folks are going to enjoy it all year round. It really is. What we're doing today is for the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's a very, very special program that we are recognizing 10 of the most fascinating guests that we've had on our broadcast in recent times. So I am super hyped about it. And we're going to count down from 10 all the way to number 1.
you don't know who that is. And you guys out there are going to enjoy finding out right along with Mary Reed Johnson, my amazing co-host and co-star for this episode. Mary,
I don't know how
I'm
you
excited.
Could even get to 10 of anything, Carrie. That, oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh,
well, let
Benny.
Me tell you. That is a lot. And we are really, really excited. And a little later in the broadcast, now, we want to find out a little bit more. Mary Reed Johnson, you are not new to broadcasting. And we are going to carve out some time to find out about Hairhead Heart, your amazing business that we want to know more about right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we are super, super hyped. And we are starting today with our 10 countdown, I should say number 10 on the countdown list. And again, we're counting down from 10 to number 1 of the Hair Radio Morning Show's 10 most fascinating guests. And I just love saying that, fascinating guests, right here on the broadcast. Is that not awesome?
Oh, tell
Mary,
us more. Hoo.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Well, number 10 is a gentleman who really made his debut not all that long ago on our broadcast. He came to us with an idea at the network, at the Hair Radio Morning Show Network. He came to us with an idea to do something that was so passionate in his calling and what he had wanted to do, what he was working on in his life. As a veteran, so he doesn't know where he is on this list. So I'm super, super excited to mention it. He's at the very tip-top other end at number 10. It's the one and only Vet Talk Radio show host, Michael Hopkins. And what I love about Michael is that, now this is something that he does on the Vet Talk Radio Show, which airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30, and right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we carve out part of our amazing broadcast specifically for the Vet Talk fans, and he has his own fan base out there, and we're so excited to give him this recognition on the broadcast. Here's a little bit about what Michael has to say. And we'll see what you think about, we'll talk a little bit about it, but this is why this is important about what he does. Mary, we'll talk on the other side of this.
Not only do I suffer with physical challenges, I also suffer sometimes with mental challenges. And you go into denial as a veteran. A lot of us have PTSD. A lot of civilians don't know what PTSD is. And it's post-trauma of an event that has happened to you as a veteran. And we all think, civilians think, it's because of combat duty. I was in Iraq, Afghanistan. I was in the Gulf or Vietnam. And what people don't understand is that us as veterans, we don't necessarily have to have been in a combat zone to have post-trauma. To have a traumatic injury happen to us.
Mary, that is the amazing Michael Hopkins. He, as I said, he has his own fan base with the Vet Talk Radio Show, which airs again. I want you guys to tune in and check it out. It's Tuesday mornings at 8:30 right here on our broadcast. Yeah. So that's really nice. That's 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central. Michael Hopkins lands at number 10. On our amazing countdown list of 10 of the most fascinating guests of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're super, super hyped about that. Now, I have to tell you, Mary Reed Johnson, this is really something that, I think it's long overdue, and I think that folks are really going to gravitate towards it because, every so often we have to really we have to take a moment and pay attention to some of the things that we're putting on. Now, I had a wonderful, wonderful guest who was actually as well on the broadcast in recent times. I'm going to – now, this young lady, She's the very first on the list, female on our list, on our countdown list that we're going to talk about. And I'm really, really excited. And what she had to say is what kind of clinched her a little spot right here on our broadcast. So her name is Tara, and I'm going to have you to take a listen. We'll talk about it.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today. She's from the world of business. It is my honor to welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show for the very, very first time, Tara Gregory. Good morning, Tara. Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning, Carrie. How are you doing, sir? I am so honored and so privileged to finally be on this show. Talk about getting me on here for
a long time, yes.
My schedule has been crazy, but I am just so honored to finally be here talking to you and your radio listeners.
Oh, aren't you kind? Well, listen, I am excited. First of all, it is I who must thank you. You are one of the folks who, when we announced our live events and that we were working on so many different shows, you were one of the very first to sign up as a vendor. So we're so excited that you wanted to do business with our company. We love it. We support you, and we love that you support us at Hair Radio. You've always been, and even when I'm on social media from time to time, which I think I must live on social media as far as our fans are concerned. But yes, but I love it because you, Tara, you share our postings, you share our messages, you like what we put out, and it means so much. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I am one of those that is really big on supporting one another, especially within our culture. I don't know what it is that we struggle to do that. So many of the cultures will band together, and they will push and support one another. And we have to change that stigma. We have to band together and be able to support, promote, push. Everything is not about a dollar. A lot of times it's just a phone call. It's just a post. Or doing what I'm doing now, just support somebody else's business. Support their vision. We have to do better as a people. And if I have to be the one to step out there and do that and be the example, by all means, I'll do it.
Well, you have done just that. So, and that puts you on our radar here at the Hair Radio Morning Show and at Hair Radio, the company. So I'm so excited. Now, I've got to say, Tara Gregory, just to have you on the show, I want to talk about your business for a moment. Then I'm going to get into why we brought you here this morning. But first, let's find out a little bit. Now, give us I remember you were doing Aya's Batch of Nature. So tell us a little bit. And did I pronounce it right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about it, all that you're doing.
Okay, so just in a nutshell, the name of the company is Ayers, A-Y-U-R, apostrophe
Ayers,
S.
Okay. Yes.
Yes, Ayers Batch of Nature, LLC. I started this company about 7 years ago. And just to give you just a really quick background, I am in my 50s. I just turned 50.
Congratulations. Happy birthday.
As I got older, I just realized that my hair started changing. I was natural, and, you know, I was using the products on the shelves, and not to take anything away from them. You know, my hair was moisturized and shiny and looked cute, but for some reason, it just kept shedding. It kept thinning. I was losing my crown. I could not understand what was going on, and nothing on the shelves helped me as far as that issue. So I started researching, and God blessed me to come up with this concoction after I researched for an entire year. Point number one, whatever you're doing in business, research, research, research.
Yes.
Hone in and master whatever it is you're out there producing or doing. So it took me about a year. I came up with this formula, and it changed my life. So I have a product line that is geared towards problematic hair issues. So it's not just about moisturizing and making your hair shiny. If you really have some serious hair issues going on, I have these products that are solving the breakage, the shedding, but especially alopecia. And I've realized, Carrie, what was happening to me really was aging hair, and there's nothing on the market unless you go and get that Keranique and all that kind of stuff. And what I have is chemical-free, drug-free. It's all natural. It's all organic. No steroids, and it works better than those chemicals you see on TV, if not better. And the products started working so well that Macy's reached out to me. Now, listen, I didn't have money for Macy's. I knew that. But somehow they got wind of the products. Make a long story short, they asked for some samples, and I sent it to them, and they did their little testing, talked to the board or whatever.
Yeah, right.
3 months later, they called me and were like, how fast can you get here? And we
launched
in Macy's. I'm in retail stores. Yes, and I'm now partnering with the Cancer Treatment Centers of America to help those that are on chemotherapy bring back their hair naturally with no chemical, because they're already dealing with the radiation. So you don't want to put a chemical product on top of what you're already dealing with. So these products is really making a difference for those that are suffering with chemical damage. My hair is now past my bra strap at 50 years old because I see my own products. So that is really the backdrop of the products. So there's a lot of black hair care products out there. And, of course, mine has the oils and butters. But I took it a step further when I started researching and infusing Indian Ayurvedic herbs into the product.
Wow, really? How? Tell us about that. That's interesting. So Indian herbs, tell us.
Yeah, so Indian herbs are your henna, amla, hibiscus, marshmallow root, burdock root. These are herbs that Indians have been using for years, I mean centuries, and we just didn't know about it. And hair is hair, so if it worked for their hair, it'll work for our hair. And these herbs are proven.
And I've never seen a person of that, the original folks here in America.
Yeah.
Have no hair. I've never seen one with your hair.
Jet black, down behind, and no gray.
Exactly.
These herbs are slowing down gray.
Wow.
And making your hair grow like weeds and make it strong as steel. If you ever see Indian men and women, their hair is long.
Of course, everyone.
At 70 and 80.
And up.
They have been using these herbs for centuries.
Now, Tara, how can folks get these products, please?
Okay, so they can visit Ayers Best of the
I'm raising my hand, by the way. Tell us one more time. Give us that site once again. I interrupted you there.
Ayers Best of Nature, AYURSBATCHOFNATURE, BatchOfNature.com. You can also find me on Etsy, which is an e-commerce platform for handmade businesses. It's the number one platform out there, so I'm on Etsy. I'm on Amazon as well. You can find us in select retail stores, and all you have to do is really Google the company.
And I'm hoping you'll bring a few of these products to my store at HAIRadio.com soon. We're going to hold you to that now.
I would love to.
Okay. Yes, this is going to be absolutely awesome. And I've been telling, Tara, this is the kind of thing where we've got, like you said, we've got to support each other. So I'll be following up with you very, very soon on that.
Yes.
Now,
everything myself. Yes.
You made, wow.
The warehouse, about 30 days ago, I started this company in my house. We outgrew the house. We had pallets coming to the house. And my husband was like, I think you need a warehouse. So we launched into a warehouse because I am determined to manufacture these myself. I had manufacturers reach out to me, and they tell you,
I am reaching out to you.
Yes.
And because
I want them to dilute the formula, so I will continue to manufacture these myself. So I have my own manufacturing and distribution right here in Maryland.
Well, you know what? We're going to be talking with you about that because I have some companies, including ourselves, and we're looking for that kind of distribution outlet where we don't have to house it here and necessarily make up batches in our bathtub type thing. So we want to definitely, we'll continue this conversation. Now, one of the big things that, let me just remind everybody before we move along, if you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest with us today, and she's on the line. It is my honor again to welcome her to the airwaves for the very, very first time. Tara Gregory. Yes, good morning, Tara. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, everybody.
All right.
Good morning.
Yes, and again, Ayers Batch of Nature. I'm just loving all of this wonderful information today. Now, one of the reasons I wanted to definitely invite you this morning onto the broadcast is because you, the only person that I, well, you know what? Okay, yes, we've had on Alelia Bundle, so she is the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker. So, of course, and she's a good friend of ours here at the Hair Radio Show. So, yes, she's been with us. But outside of her, so you're like one of the very first who we get a good accounting of at least some of the grounds around the amazing estate that was once the estate called the Villa Luaro, which belonged to Madam C.J. Walker here in New York, which is I'm located in New York State as well. I'm in New York City and New York. And so her... tell us a little bit, if you will. And, well, you know, we can we can give you some background. This is the Villa Luaro, formerly known as the Annie Epoff or Annie Epoff home, is a 34-room, 20,000-square-foot mansion located at Fargo Lane and North Broadway in Irvington, New York. That's about 30 miles north of New York City, so about a half hour away from where I'm located here in Brooklyn. Now, it was built from 1916 to 1918, and she died like in 1919. That was a year after it was, they finished it somewhere, and was designed in the Italianate style by architect Wertner Candy for Alelia Walker. Again, she is, Alelia Walker is the daughter of Madam C.J. Walker. And so, and the Alelia, our friend Alelia Bundles, who was named after Alelia Walker, Madam Walker's daughter. But so now tell us, Ms. Tara Gregory, what did you see? I want to hear the whole story about walking up to Madam C.J. Walker. Well, first of all, before you get there, what inspired you to go visit, to, were you making a special trip to see Villa Luaro?
Oh,
and if so, what inspired you to do so?
So let me just take 30 seconds, literally 30 seconds to say this. I had no idea who she was in my teens. I remember, you know, Black history, you know, you read about all these people.
A little bit,
oh,
right.
Nice. So I heard of her. And even when I launched my company, I still didn't really know about her. And I didn't realize that I was actually walking into her footsteps until probably about maybe 5 years ago. I had no idea.
Wow.
She built her own manufacturing company, became a self-made millionaire. You got to watch the movie Self-Made. And she built this mansion herself with the first Black architect in New York. A lot of people may not
know. That's right.
He designed it. And this house is phenomenal. Oh, my gosh. So I was in New York about maybe 2 weeks ago. I was on a yacht party with this guy called Mitt. Find him on Facebook, Instagram. He does this every month, an amazing yacht party. It's actually a business expo that he does. And so I decided to go there. I had about maybe three people with me, our team. And I don't know, I was on this boat, and I just kept thinking about, you know, this mansion, thinking about her and just how blessed I am to actually be doing what I'm doing. I just couldn't believe it. And I'm sitting there on this boat, and I said, you know what? I think I'm going to visit her house. You know, I've seen the movie. I've read about her. You know, I now know about her. I think I want to see this in real life. So we get off the boat, and we get to the hotel, and I tell the team, you know what? We're going to Madam C.J. Walker's mansion. And they're like, we're what? I said, yes, we are. Get dressed. We're going. And we got up about maybe 8 o'clock in the morning. Are we having breakfast? No, we're going straight there. And I'm thinking, because I don't really know New York like that, but I love New York. It is truly my second home. I'm there a lot. There's no place in the city like New York. Let me just plug that out.
True.
So I Googled it, and I realized we were in Upper Manhattan somewhere on 23rd Street and something. And I Googled it, and it was literally 30 minutes away. I'm thinking it's like 2 hours, 30 minutes away. So we jump in the car and go all through this expressway or whatever. And then the whole community changed. It's nothing but rows and rows of mansions. I could not believe it. So we're driving up, and we come across this house. And I see the sign, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, but it's right there on the street. This can't be it. And so I saw they have a post there, like a little plaque thing in the wall, in the ground. And it says, you know, welcome to Madden C.J. Walker's estate. And they give, you know, her little backdrop. And I looked at them. I said, this is it. Park the car. So we parked the car, and it's gated. You can't just walk in. I mean, they have chains and everything on there. And I'm like, okay, we didn't make no appointment. This is spare the moment. So we get out the car. And the whole thing is gated. She has a driveway that's gated and a gate around her whole house. So we're standing in the middle of traffic trying not to get hit, trying to take pictures and, you know, do drive-by shots. And there was a groundsman there. Oh, my God. He was incredible. And he came out. I guess he saw me out there like, what is she doing? So he came out there and he said, who are you? And I told him, you know, who I was, and my husband blessed her. So, oh, you know, she has her own hair care company, and she just wanted to come up here and just, you know, see the person that did it. You know, she's just fascinated with her. And he was like, really, how would you like to come in? And my jaw dropped. And I said, really, you would do that? He was like, absolutely. I said, okay. So,
he's like, okay, we're in.
I'm like, get the camera ready because we don't want to stop. As he's unlocking the gate, and when he opened those gates, oh, my, there was a sense of, you know how you walk
history.
Into something, and even though you're walking into her history, it's like a preview for you. And as soon as I walk through the gate, I'm like, oh, my God, is this what I'm walking into for me? You can't help but think that. So I'm walking into
wow.
this gate. It is phenomenal. And when I say, so the doors are locked. You know, first of all, I'm going up the steps. And as I'm stepping up the steps, Carrie, tears are streaming down my face. Not so much because I'm doing what she's doing, but you are standing on the ground.
Where,
of the person who fought and struggled and went through all she went through, all the ups and downs and hurdles that she went through that we now don't have to face as a beauty brand company.
Exactly.
It just overwhelmed me to know that all her sweat, blood, and tears got her to this moment, and here's the proof. It's one, Carrie, it's one thing to read it in the textbook, but it's another thing when you step and stand flat-footed in history.
Wow.
There was no feeling like it to see what this woman had accomplished. And what really stood out
And at that period, at yeah. that period in time, it's not like she had social media. Her
she
Facebook and Twitter was her 2 feet.
Uh-huh.
You know.
And she is actually the role model and the example of ambition because she talks
Absolutely.
About how – You know, you have to work hard and believe in your dream. And when you read
absolutely.
Her story and read her book, you see the struggles that she
yes.
went through. And standing there at that mansion, it just showed me how far we can go as Black people, as a Black brand. And I just hope that my company makes her proud. You feel her presence. When you stand there, you feel like you can conquer anything because look at what she did. So we took pictures on the steps. And there's this white, I can't even explain it, like some kind of white clay pot thingy. She mm-hmm. bought this years ago, and it is still there. So you can't go in the house, but there's no drapes, Carrie. So we took pictures, you know, we're peeping through the room. And do you know a lot of her original artifacts and furniture is still in this
house? Still there? Wow.
You can actually take your camera video, and you can actually click pictures because there's no curtains. We walked around the back because I said, let's go. It was like, through the grass, come on, let's go. So we walked around the back, and if you ever see the pictures or her movie where she did her she actually lived in this house for a year before she died. She built it, and she lived in there for a whole year.
That's
and
right.
And when she got sick, and she really didn't say anything, she got sick, she decided to hold this convention for all these women that were really distributors of her products. And she
right.
has them all lined up in her back, all on the vestibule, all on the grounds, all around the pool. So I walked around, and to stand there, and it's like you just, history just stopped. Everything is still the same. And all you have to do is just imagine those women standing there because everything remains the same.
Wow. Well, I am blown away.
And they have kept this property and preserved it like no other. Oh, my God. It's beautiful. And so Sundial has bought this company. Sundial is a company.
Right, Sundial Brand, yeah.
Moisture. And they bought this company, and I've been following them. So anybody that's interested, follow them because they actually bought this company, and they're going to turn it into a business hub for women to help women entrepreneurs.
Exactly, and that's exactly what I discovered. And I love that because, you know, anything associated with Madam C.J. Walker is all about women empowerment. And
in her will that her property was to be used for African Americans as far as anyone living there, used it for businesses. It was to benefit the community of black entrepreneurs. It is in her will. That's why no other culture could ever get it. It's in her will that her
she
was going to die, and she knew that once she died, she wanted this place to now benefit people for years and centuries to come. And her dream is coming to fruition. Look at what is happening with Sundial. Yeah,
exactly.
And nobody else can get their hands on it.
Exactly. And I have to tell you, I know for a fact that had it not been for the Madam C.J. Walkers, the Annie Malones, Sarah Spencer Washingtons, even for us guys, and there are a lot of guys out there in the hair and beauty business, let me just say that and giving them rightful respect. But without these women, I wouldn't be here today carrying on walking in the paths that they have ushered in.
Yeah, and we're obligated. How can we see what they struggled and built.
Exactly, exactly.
And not take on the mandate to carry that mantle. That's why they did it. So that
exactly.
We can now be successful. We can't be lackadaisical. We have to step up
exactly.
and give everything we got. We can't let go and finagle and just be lazy. We can't do that.
Exactly, exactly. The secret, exactly. It has always been for us to band together. I mean, it's really not rocket science. It's just working together and supporting each other, as you said at the top of this. I just shared your amazing video onto my Facebook page, so you can go to Carrie Hunt.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
All right, we're back live. Yes, you're listening to a very, very special broadcast today. It's the Hair Radio Morning Show's 10 most fascinating guests on our broadcast. And I have to say, my amazing co-star, you guys know her from Hair Head Heart, the one and only Mary Lee Johnson. Hi, Mary.
Hello, man. She's got such passion.
Ooh-wee. Oh, Tara, yes. Let me just remind the listeners, if you guys are just tuning in, we are counting down from number 10 to number 1. And on our list today, at number 10, of course, we had Michael Hopkins, the host of Vet Talk Radio Show. Number 9 is this dynamic ball of energy, Tara, who I just love her interview. She was made a temporary co-host right here on our broadcast, and this is why. I thought it was a fascinating interview. What did you think, Mary? Yes, I'm wondering, I hope, Mary,
my apologies.
Yes.
Thing.
That's okay. What did you think on that, on Tara's contribution to our countdown?
Oh, she was absolutely excited, but,
yes.
I mean, it was like contagious. Whatever she was feeling, it was palatable even to me. So, you know,
yes.
You just have to just really appreciate who we are. And, you know, she gave great homage to an ancestor.
Absolutely. I love that she had a chance to go visit Villa Nuaro, you know, Madam Walker's residence, that big mansion that is still right here in New York State. And I just found it incredible. I myself, I've reached out to these folks. I am planning to do something out there with Villa Nuaro in 2022. And I'm just really super excited, you know, to talk about this and to really recognize this this incredible person as part of this extended countdown, shall we say. So listen, Mary Lee Johnson, I am so happy to have you with us on the Hit Radio Morning Show, as always. Now, Mary, on this episode, so I just wanted to go ahead and work in a little bit. Would you be kind enough, we'll just take a little turn for a moment, because I wanted to find out a little bit more about Hair, Head, Heart, what you are connected with on our broadcast, and then we'll get back to the countdown.
Aren't you kind? Well, basically, Hair, Head, and Heart is a consultant agency that deals with issues of those things through the lens of a cosmetology instructor, natural hair care specialist, and these types of things. But things that concern the safety of hair service providers and related. So that's me.
Wow. Well, I think that's fascinating all by itself. So how perfect and fitting to have you to be our official co-host for this incredible special broadcast. And
it is always exciting because you have such great guests. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, listen, we are going to keep this rolling. And, again, I'm Carrie Hines with the one and only Mary Reed Johnson, Hair, Head, Heart. You guys, stay with us.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Three, four, five, seven, eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It has been an extraordinary Thursday morning. It's been a great hodgepodge, so to speak. We've kind of mixed in a few of our recent items at the top of this morning's broadcast. We kind of played, took a look back, I should say, at the earlier parts of 2021. And then you just heard part of, I want to say a preview. It's really the beginning of this countdown, which is our 10 most fascinating guests. And we led in with numbers 10 and number 9 on the list. And we will be continuing. Mary and I are working on huge parts of this countdown. And the episodes are pretty much in real time. So over the next few weeks, we'll be each Thursday morning taking a good listen as we continue on this countdown. And I'm just really, really pleased about that. Also, I wanted to kind of mention again, we've got to keep you guys informed. We have a couple of quick announcements to make, as usual. And, you know, and we'll continue on this morning. First of all, I want to say thank you again to all the folks who are tuning in. You know, we took a moment yesterday to recognize folks from Europe and out in Africa who are regular listeners to this broadcast. But I also want to take a moment to recognize the folks right here in America. We have amazing listeners from California to the Midwest to the East Coast, from the up in the Northeast down to the Florida, you know, we have just tons of folks who tune in, and not to mention other continents. So the world, the internet allows for us to reach everybody. We can reach everybody, and we're just wanting to take a moment to recognize that and the amazing commitment that our fans have made to this broadcast. So we're going to keep you guys informed. I also want to remind you, go to hairradio.com when you get a chance. Remember, it's www.hairadio.com. Very, very important. We have some great updates there. There's a fan page for Hair Radio, but there's also a fan page. They have their own tab now, the folks at Vet Talk Radio Show. So do check all of that out. I'm very, very pleased. And I want to get your feedback on what you think and what your thoughts are on the very first episode of our Top 10 Countdown. But let me tell you, I've got some surprises. You'll never guess who's at number 8. So we'll pick up at number 8 next Thursday morning at 8 o'clock. So, you know, keep that, make a note, put in your cell phone so it can remind you and all that wonderful good stuff. Plus, we've got, we're going to be making some of these wonderful recent items on our live broadcast into podcasts that's available across 10 platforms. So you guys, you'll be able to listen to us on your own time at any time that you like. So it's around the clock. It's called On Demand. You can listen to it when you choose to, as opposed to like a broadcast that is scheduled at a certain time. And that's the primary difference between a radio show and a podcast. So just as a reminder. So why don't we take a commercial break? I want to say thanks so much for being with us. And we've got more to go this morning at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So again, I'm Carrie Hines. And stay with us. Stay with us, folks. We're still marching on.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new...
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Stay tuned.
You Go Girl. You Go Girl is a brand new product line that includes an edge control hairsprays and a product that also offers relief to those dealing with an itchy scalp. Now, if you're looking to moisturize and hold twists and locks in place, You Go Girl offers a gel cream. And for the hair braiders out there, You Go Girl has a hair brand that's made of the highest of quality hair. Now, it's available in a variety of colors and textures. So, go to www.yougogirlbraidhair.com. That's you like uniform, gogirlbraidhair.com. And tell them you heard about them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You Go Girl. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I'm actually on location in downtown Brooklyn. We're talking about New York City, and I'm so excited. Typically, you guys know I'm in the studio, and we are just kind of broadcasting from an enclosed kind of edifice, if you will. Well, today, I'm so excited because as a bonus, we are able to reunite with the one and only Mr. Lonel Williams, who has decided to make an appearance. Lonel, I have to say this. So being out here in New York, what on earth comes to mind now? Because you really are, you're back in the city. So what is this like?
I am loving being back here. The first thing that comes to mind is allergy medication, because
I
even sound a little nasally, I love being outdoors, but my allergies are just like going nuts. But there's no place like New York. Just the energy, the sun is shining, the vibrance, the diversity. I love all things New York City, even the bad stuff about it. I just love
which we don't. We never hear anything about that.
Never, never. I haven't seen a rat in the subway yet.
Exactly.
I guess I have to go back on the subway, but yeah, we'll see. No, but I absolutely love being in the city. I just love it.
Well, I gotta say, because we are here in what's the name of this park again?
This is Fort Greene Park in Brooklyn. I can't believe you don't know where this is, but okay.
No,
yeah, Fort Greene Park, Brooklyn. Green. We're in the United States, Carrie.
Okay. Oh, I heard that. Well, you know what? It's true. It's true. Because I guess I'm always inside the studio. Rarely do we get an opportunity to go outside, which is why I really jumped at the chance today to come out and be able to tape and certainly to catch up with Mr. Lionel Williams, who goes so far back, go way, way, way back, and to see what's new and be out amongst the people, literally. And I'm going to put a lot of these pictures onto our fan page at hairradio.com. So you'll be able to go there. I'll post some wonderful little things here with Lionel and all this kind of stuff. So Lionel, so here in New York, give the folks a sense of, like, what you're here with some, you've got some plans. Anything at all you can share with the fans of the, we're going to put them on the spot, folks. Anything you can share with the fans of Hair Radio?
You know, I don't...
you don't kiss and tell.
I don't have any exclusives that I can offer you at this time, but I can just say follow 3OWTV, 3OWTV.com, and any updates or first releases, you know, I'll let you know. But this time, this particular visit for me is really just about enjoyment and catching up with friends. I don't really have... well, I've got a couple of things, actually, a couple of work things, but they're kind of tied into joy. You know, I try to walk that line. If I don't enjoy doing it, then why bother?
Exactly.
So if I can't have some fun out of make some fun out of it, I don't want to be bothered. So I have some stuff I have planned, but you just have to stay tuned.
Okay, it gets no better than that. I want to thank you, Lionel. Thank you for taking a moment or two. Send us off with some of your positive words of encouragement. Until we meet again on the Hair Radio Morning Show, what do you have to say to everybody?
Live each moment to the fullest. No matter what you're, don't be defined by the appearance of your circumstances. It's just the appearance of it. You've got to see your vision beyond that. See where you want to be. See yourself in that space. And manifest it.
It gets no better than that. The Hair Radio Morning Show, again, thanks Mr. Lionel Williams of 3LWTV.com. Check them out. And again, we'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. We've got more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go.
Hi, I'm Jossie from Jossie's All Natural. Have you been struggling with keeping your natural hair healthy or desire to achieve substantial hair growth? Then Jossie's All Natural is here to help you. My natural creams, conditioners, lotions, hair mist, balms, shampoos, and detanglers are gentle enough for the whole family and all hair types. Not only do I provide natural hair products, I also give step-by-step techniques to ensure healthy hair in a pure and gentle fashion, from roots to ends. Come on and visit me at www.jossiesallnatural.com. That's JossiesAllNaturale.com for a true natural hair experience like you've never had before.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at fixyourfeet.com. They are the very best in foot care. She has two locations, one in New York City and the other in Maryland. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the amazing Troy Ballard, of course, from the West Coast out in Southern California. His company is called Smooth Black Ink. Now, he offers the very, very best in hair care for the entire family. He is a legendary hairstylist and educator. And also, he's a program host right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We just appreciate him again. That's Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. Also, we are talking about a complete line of products for the guys now. It's at Rugged Evolution. Now, Rugged Evolution Beard Care is the actual name of the company. Rugged Evolution Beard Care makes a complete line. I love their products. Go to www.ruggedevo.com for more details. Again, that's ruggedevo, that's EVO.com for complete details on their products. Also, StimulatingRoots.com. Now, Stimulating Roots is a hair product growth system for women, for everybody, really. And how they spell it, I love this, it's R-U-T-Z. Again, amazing hair products that supports healthy hair. And I say the secret is in their name, Stimulating Roots. That's really it. That's what actually grows the hair. Now, we're also taking a moment. Go to their site, StimulatingRoots.com. Again, it's spelled R-U-T-Z. It's how they spell roots.com. Now, we're also thanking our entire advertising and promotions family for introducing our show fans to their great products and services. And you will find many of them right here in our website store at www.hairadio.com. That's hairradio.com, spelled with just one R. Now, it's also been our honor to welcome our amazing Hair Radio Morning Show fans from coast to coast in the United States and North America to continents all around the world. Our many friends and family, folks over in Ghana, South Africa, Nigeria, Egypt, and our folks across the diaspora of Africa, of course. Now, we're also thanking our big fan base in Europe, folks over in Italy, Spain, France, England, and really all over there, to folks back here, right here in America, folks who join me from all different time zones. I broadcast from right here in Brooklyn, New York. The show is live from 6 in the morning to 9 Eastern. Again, that's Monday through Friday. So we're on the East Coast, and we're reaching folks who tune in from the Central Time Zone, from out in the West Coast Time Zone, and we are just honored, and we thank you from New York to L.A. and from, you know, from Boston to Miami, Florida. So we just love you guys, whether you're in Texas, Chicago, wherever you are, you can tune into this broadcast. And again, we thank all of our amazing fans and to the island. We haven't forgotten about you folks. We thank you. We welcome you. We appreciate your participation in our broadcast. Now, it's been my honor to pay tribute to some of our amazing guests also who join me right here for live interviews, including the biggest story in the whole country was all about Tessica Brown and the Gorilla Glue. Well, we had the very doctor, the miracle doctor, Dr. Obeng, right here on our show, all the way from Beverly Hills, California. He told us all about the incident. Also, I had a chance to chat with Beyonce's dad, Mr. Matthew Knowles. Madam C.J. Walker's great-great-granddaughter, Lilia Bundles, was on with us. Also, and that was before she was on the Netflix show. I also wanted to mention, or before she created that, the book sponsored her show on Self-Made on Netflix. You guys know what I'm talking about. And from the famous Bronner Brothers family, we had one of the Bronner Brothers on. Bernard Bronner was my very special guest recently as well. Now, I had a chance to interview many, many folks from the world of music as well, of course, like Grammy winners Dionne Warwick, Gerald Austin from the Manhattans, to Broadway Tony Award-winning legends like the one and only music icon as well, Miss Melba Moore, to singers like CeCe Peniston, Allison Williams, Tony Terry, Lenny Williams, to other hair industry superstars like Kim Berry. You guys know she was the hairstylist to super legendary singer Prince for about 29 years. So we take music seriously on our daily broadcast, and we play some of your favorite songs, or mine, as well, right here on our show. And each show, we kind of use that to kind of encase each broadcast. Now, also remember to visit our website. We've got two. One is hairradio.com. That's spelled HAIradio.com with one R. So there you can shop. We have a big website store. But more importantly, we have our 24 hours, 7 days a week radio network there where you can click the play button and listen 24 hours a day all the time. We feature original hair and beauty content, new radio shows, music, classic broadcasts, so much more. Please visit hairradio.com for that. Then our second website is our event website. Now, we put all of our event information right there. It's called hairnationexpo.biz. So let me just say that again. It's www.hairnationexpo.biz. And again, that's our umbrella destination online website where we tell everything about our upcoming live hair event. So go there if you want the details on where we'll be next for our live and in-person hair and beauty event where you can come and meet us. Please do that. Now also, let me introduce you to my very own product, Kerapy. K-E-R-R-A-P-Y, yes. We take the K-E-R-R from